This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
Kids have to be a little bit more inventive and imaginative as to what they want to do with their life. And I always say to them, look at everything. If you think, if I cannot play concerts with major symphony orchestras and conductors, then my life is over and I can't do anything. Wrong.
Itzhak Perlman should know. He's explored various avenues as a violinist, a conductor, a collaborator, and as a teacher.
Don't look at one thing with blinders, you know, just look at the whole pictures. The important thing is that, are you happy making music?
As he celebrates his 70th birthday, Itzhak Perlman reflects on the Perlman Sound, which is also the name of a new 3-CD collection offering highlights of his 60-year career. So how does Perlman create his sound?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know, people say, what makes you sound like you? And the thing is that I make me sound like me. Certain people hear a sound a certain way. I always find sound to be something very viscous. You think about hot fudge. No, I always like to compare sounds to food. Sometimes when I conduct the orchestra, I said to them, you know, that sounded good, but it sounded like yogurt. Yogurt is good, said yogurt. There's nothing wrong with yogurt, but how about some ice cream? But the important thing really about sound is the colors, the variety. If you don't use some variety, it'll be boring.
There's certainly nothing boring about the Perlman Sound. Within this 3-CD set, you'll find everything from concerto highlights to klezmer.
This collection is like a record, quote, you know, pun unintended, of what I did at different ages.
Itzhak Perlman cautions that having a long career can sometimes pose a problem. How do you keep things fresh after playing something for the 10th, 20th, or 30th time?
It's very subtle things. It's a little bit like cooking, I suppose. You know, you can say, why is this dish good? And you can say, well, it's because it's just the right amount of salt. Nobody says that. You know, they either say it's too much or too little, but they don't say it's just right. It's the same thing in music. You know, why does it sound like this? Well, it sounds like that because the timing is just right. And that's one of the things that you don't want the listener to actually figure out. What you want the listener to do is you want the listener to say, you know, I like this very much, without wondering what's in it.
And sometimes that secret sauce makes an unexpected appearance, like it did some 20 years ago when Perlman was in a recording session with legendary jazz pianist Oscar Peterson.
That was totally improvised because I asked him, listen, I want to do standards so at least I know the tune. So there was a take that we did where I played something, you know, it was a little improvisation, and the producer said, you know, he said, that sounded a little bit like klezmer. And that's when I discovered that I had a talent to play klezmer, so it was a good segue. And that really was something that was in my guts, something I heard as a young kid in Israel and so on and so forth. So that was, in some ways, very natural for me.
After 60 years, Perlman is still in the thick of classical music, and he remains optimistic about its future.
I think that the audience know more than people give them credit for in the industry. Now, they may not know particulars, but they know when something comes across the stage that's electric. So I believe that that it's very much alive. You know, it's been quite a few years, I would say, no? So we've proved that. So I'm a firm believer in that.
Itzhak Perlman, for more than 60 years, sharing his belief in classical music with the Perlman Sound. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.